It's Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and I forget who brought this to our attention. Now, maybe it was Lenny, our technical producer, but we saw this, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is the coolest thing I've ever seen, McKenzie.
He is a teacher. He is the man with the best dance moves I've ever seen. I will say that Dr. Trevor Buffoni joins us now. Spanish teacher from Houston, making waves all over online, on TikTok. You were even on Good Morning America, and now we're humbled. You're on Joe and McKenzie. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So, okay, you're a teacher at Bel Air High School, and you teach Spanish, which is awesome.
Right.
I got to be honest with you. I failed Spanish in high school. It's probably because I never went to class.
You didn't have me.
That's
No. Well, that's the thing I love from what I've seen about you. You make, it looks like, first of all, Spanish and teaching fun. But how did your students get involved with you and doing all these videos? Because you're viral on Snapchat, TikTok, Instagram. I mean, I bet MySpace, if it was still around, you'd be big on there, too.
Yeah, we're all over. But it really was seeing them, you know, doing these dances and making these videos, and I was just really interested in what they were doing, right? And I wanted to learn more about what they were listening to, what kind of, you know, movies and TV shows and that sort of thing as well. And we just kind of found a mutual interest, and it went from there. And, you know, going viral was never part of the plan, right? You can't try to go viral. It just happened. But it's been this really amazing journey to see, you know, how the relationships have been strengthened and, you know, how the classroom has just transformed entirely.
Now, have you always been a dancer?
Yes. I mean, not formally, but I've always loved to dance from the time I was a kid. My favorite song was Whitney Houston, "I Just Want to Dance with Somebody."
Yes!
And,
oh my goodness, we're
yeah.
like kindred spirits. I love it.
That's my poison still to this day. But, but yeah, I just love to dance. And so my students, you know, at first when I started working at Bel Air, they would, you know, they would kind of roast me, right? If they roast you in front of you, that's the good thing, right? When they
yes.
roast you behind your back, that's when it's bad.
Right.
And so they'd make fun of my dancing, and then they started teaching me. They're like, no, this is how you do it. And so that's kind of, you know, how it all began here.
That is so cool. Now, I love, the more I see this, your students have a genuine love for you. Like, I think it's so rare, not that teachers don't try, but to actually have that connection. And I saw one of the students talking about how you don't just talk to them, you talk with them, and the way you communicate, it's so fun. They love the learning, then dancing afterwards. Have you noticed an actual improvements with whether it's one student or an actual class where by having this connection and this fun, they're learning more?
Yeah, so I find there's more buy-in. At this moment, I don't really have to, you know, win them over. Like, they walk into my room, and they've already been won over, and they want to be in the room with me, right? Whether it be because of the way I talk to them and with them, the way I set up my room. I really try to move away from this top-down, like, hierarchical model a lot of teachers use. And I do a lot of things that are, I think, different. And because of that, their grades are better, you know, their engagement is higher and that sort of thing. And they're more interested in the subject matter.
So where are you going to take this new title, Beyonce of Bel Air High School? What's next for you? I mean, you've been on Good Morning America. What are you going to do with this newfound platform?
I know this Beyonce thing. I was like, oh, no, but I think what I really want to do, because I've only been at Bel Air for 2 years. This is my 12th year teaching, though, is really, I guess, settle in here and find, you know, what are the possibilities for this? I've had, you know, in the last week or so even, different organizations in Houston reach out that want to support the work. They want to bring my students to their, you know, wherever it might be to help them learn and do workshops and get different, you know, experiences that could help them grow, whether it be in the arts or in education. So I'm trying to use the privileges I have to really help my students and find, you know, unique opportunities to learn, like learn outside the classroom in different ways.
Well, that is so cool. And I'm sure you know every song now on TikTok. We just were doing earlier in the day, we were doing Song of the Day, and we were picking out like our favorite TikTok songs. Do you have one that's your favorite?
Oh, gosh. Right now, I mean, the funny joke for anyone that teaches is that everyone does the renegade dance.
Yes.
All day.
I'm like, a little
girl.
She's into
it. Yeah. They go to sharpen their pencils and they're doing the renegade, right? So that's the kind of one I can't stop doing.
Okay, we're into it. We got to learn this, Joe. Dr. Trevor Buffoni, thank you so much for being with us. And where can everybody find you personally to follow your incredible journey?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram primarily at DR_BOFFONE. And I'm on Twitter at Trevor Buffoni.
Cool.
Keep doing what you're doing because you're inspiring.
And what we'll do for everybody, because I want to make sure they follow you, and I want you to see it. It'll brighten your day. We'll put a link up. We'll put this podcast. We'll put the blog up at joemckenzie.com for them to check that out. Thank you so much.
Thank you.